नारायण नारायण श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी बाय श्रद्धे स्वामी जी श्री राम सुखदास जी महाराज चैप्टर टू वर्स 12 लिंक इन द नेक्स्ट टू वर्सेस द लॉर्ड एक्सप्लेन्स व्हाई इट इज अनवाइज टू ग्रीव फॉर व्हाट इज इम्पेरिशेबल न त्वेवाहं जातु नासं न त्वं नेमे जनाधिपा न चैव न भविष्याम सर्वे वयमतः परम् In fact, there was never a time when I or you All these kings were non-existent, nor is it right that we shall cease to be in the future. Comment. There are two things in the world, the soul, the real, and the body, the unreal. And both of these are not to be grieved for, because the soul never ceases to be, and the body is ever perishable. So here it is explained that the soul is immortal, while the body is mortal. Na tve vaham jatu nasam na tvam neme janadipah. People think that I did not exist before. My incarnation and you and these kings were also non-existent before our birth. But it is not so. All of us certainly existed because the real is always existent. Unaffectedly, time, place, and circumstances, etc. I, you, and these kings had their previous existence. This declaration could suffice. But contrarily, it is said, I, you, and these kings had no such pre-existence. This is not true. The reason is that by the latter expression, that there was no such pre-existence is not true. The fact of their pre-existence is emphasized. It means that the real is eternal. It was never or not. By the term jatu, the Lord means to say that in all times, past, present and future, and in all climes, circumstances, states, incidents and things, etc., this real never ceases to be. Here by using the word aham, Lord Krishna identifies himself with other people in order to explain that the real never ceases to be. While in the fifth verse of the fourth chapter, Lord Krishna says, you and I have taken many births. I know them all, while you don't know. Which shows that He as the Lord is different from others. In the fifth verse of the fourth chapter, the Lord expresses His excellence, eminence and glory as compared to the ordinary mortals. While in this verse, He expresses His unity with the soul of common men. Na chaiva na bhavishyamaha sarve vyayamataha param. In future, the bodies will not continue to be in the same, and one day they will perish. But the soul will never cease to be, because the real is eternal. It was neither non-existent in the past, nor will be in the future. Lord Krishna has talked about the past and the future by saying that there was never a time when they were non-existent, nor they will cease to be. But he has not talked about the present because they are clearly seen at present through the bodies. In their present existence, there's no trace of doubt. But if we think seriously, we come to know that we, the soul, exist at present, but the bodies are kaleidoscopic. Therefore, we should realize that the soul is different from the bodies because we have our existence at present, and we had it in the past, and we will have in the future, while the bodies are perishable. A man realizes his existence before sleep and after sleep, but he has his existence during sleep also, ever while his body is undergoing changes, every moment, and it will perish one day. Similarly, the bodies of all of us, I, you, and the kings, did not exist in the past, nor will exist in future, and presently also, perishing every moment. But ourself existed in the past, will exist in the future, and exist now. Our entity is transcendental, as we living subject, no time, present, past, and future, objectively. Subject is always distinct from object. Thus the Lord has spoken this verse to explain this transcendental entity of the self. An exceptional fact. Lord Krishna in this verse says that the bodies are perishable, while the self is imperishable. It is a rule that what exists in the beginning and the end also exists in the middle. And what does not exist in the beginning and the end does not exist in the middle either. But the question arises that how in the middle these bodies are visible? The answer is that senses, mind, and intellect with which we see the worldly objects which are seen, both are perishable and change every moment. Man, that is self, identifies himself with the seen. Then he is called a seer. When the instruments of perception and the objects of perception are all perishable and transient, then how can the apparent onlooker be permanent? The apparent entity of a seer, onlooker, is there because of affinity between the seer, the senses, and the seen. In case there is no such affinity, then this apparent entity of the seer fades away. But the base of the apparent entity, which is truth, persists. That truth is called the base of creation, preservation, destruction, and illuminator of all seeming entities. These names, base and illuminator, are only in relation to objects which they base and illume. In the absence of those objects, the truth ever remains as it is. He who has an eye for that truth can never grieve. This way, I, you, and these kings are not to be grieved at all. Appendix. In this verse, there is the description that God and the self both are endowed with the same characteristics. The Lord declares, I as Krishna, you as Arjun, and all these people as kings neither existed in the past nor will exist in the future, but all of us as ever-existent entity existed in the past and will also exist in the future. It means that I, you, and these kings, these three are different as far as the bodies are concerned, but they are the same as far as the self is concerned. The bodies neither existed in the past nor will exist in future, but the entity of the soul, self, did exist in the past, shall exist in future, and does exist at present. When these bodies didn't exist, the entity of the self was there. And when these bodies will cease to exist, that entity will still remain. There is nothing else except one ever-existent entity. I, you, and these kings. By saying so, the Lord means that the entity of God and the entity of the embodied self are one and the same. That is, in is and am, there is only one pure consciousness. It is because of I, ego, that am is used, if there is no affinity for I, ego, then am will not remain, but only is will remain. That is pure consciousness, rather than the body, is our true identity. Therefore, one should not grieve for the body. As an incident of the past and the future is perceived far away, so also an incident of the present. The reason is that as we, the self, have no connection with the past and the future, similarly, we have no connection with the present. When we, the self, have no connection at all with them, then what is the difference between the past, the future, and the present for us? These three are within limits of time. But the self transcends the limits of time. Time has divisions, while the self is eternal and indivisible. It is only by regarding the body as self that there appears difference between the past, the future, and the present. In fact, the past, the future, and the present don't exist for the self, it being eternal. Many ages may change, yet Shariri, the self, doesn't undergo any change. It remains the same because it is a fragment of God. But the body does ever change. It doesn't remain the same even for a moment. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.